two big acquisitions this offseason.
Sure.
Kirby Yates the other day. Man, was he great for the Pods in 18 and 19. Had some injuries last year.
Yep.
And Tyler Chatwood, who at times for the Cubs couldn't hit the backside of a barn, but has plus stuff and good advanced metrics outside of the walks. What can those two guys bring to your bullpen, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we've been making some upgrades. You got Springer and you got Yates, and I don't think Chatwood has been announced officially, but obviously it's in the works. But our bullpen was good last year for sure. Jordan Romano, Ryan Borucki, Rafael Dolis. We lost Anthony Bass, but brought back A.J. Cole. So we already have some good pieces in place. And then to add arms like that it just strengthens an already strong area for us. So as far as I'm concerned, so we got a lot of power down there. A guy like, Kirby Yates was exceptional. You look at his strikeout to walk ratio, strikeout to inning ratio in 19. And what he can do to the baseball now, he's made some adjustments with that split finger fastball. So he is the definite back end guy that can close games for us and, pitch in the highest leverage situation. So, and I'm sure his kind of experience will rub off on the Jordan Romanos, the Ryan Borukis. We already got Rafael Dolis, who, quietly went about his business last year and was one of the better relievers in baseball. And, I think people recognize that, but really wasn't talked about a lot. So we're excited about that group. Looking forward to this year, obviously, when you have a strong bullpen to finish games, it shortens the game a little bit. When you get some strong middle relief in there as well to pick up that fifth, sixth, seventh inning at times, that's really the glue between the cracks, and I think a guy like Chatwood can certainly fill that kind of a role.
So you lose Anthony Bass, but you guys get Robbie Ray back.
Yeah.
And early too. And I know you and I talked, you were a big fan of his and he of you. And my question is, it was interesting how you two kind of interacted. And you told me that when you get a new guy, you let him go and pitch, Pete, and then you talk afterwards. Yeah. Like, how's that process getting to know the pitcher and then analyzing and evaluating what you need to do to help him?
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, I talked to Robbie and usually guys that come in for the first time, you got to understand that they've probably been through a lot in their previous organization or organizations. There's been changes. There's been people that have been in their ear. And I think the biggest thing is to kind of let them be themselves again. And, with him, obviously we had some ideas and we kind of talked about them, but to let him pitch his game a little bit and then to kind of make those adjustments is really critical to get buy-in from a player and to let them, there's got to be some trust there. So, and then when it works, you're really smart. but with Robbie, I mean, he, as everybody knows, his stuff is exceptional.
Oh, yeah.
And, went through some mechanical changes, some arm changes as far as his arm swing, got him back to, his old arm stroke. And he was very comfortable with us. I know there were a few walks, but they weren't wild walks. And I think looking forward to this season, he's already chomping at the bit. He feels like he's on the right path. He feels comfortable coming into spring training. So we do. You get him in the box throwing strikes. His stuff, as we saw at times, was overpowering. So, we're very fortunate to have him. I think he's looking to have a big season. He put himself kind of back on the map, I think, at the end of last year with some outings for sure. And, we're counting on him to be a big part of that rotation.
Kirby Yates was tremendous in 2019, as you know. He did have the surgery to remove bone spurs. That, and I don't know, I'm asking, yeah. Pete, that surgery, not as invasive. There's no structural damage. So do you think does that help him, get back to form quicker? And, are you guys more encouraged that he didn't have any structural damage and that you guys could hopefully get him back into shape?
Yeah, I don't usually comment too much on the injury part, but he is healthy. He is throwing the ball great right now, feels great. Those kind of surgeries are very minor.
Okay.
And they're not unusual across baseball for sure. So we're excited to have him. And, again, he's going to be a big part of that bullpen. I've talked to him a number of times, through text as well. And he is excited to be part of this organization and pitch for Toronto. He knows what we have. from a young core. And, you know, I just think he's going to be a big part of that bullpen. And we're counting on him to do what he did in 18 and 19.
With Pete Walker, the pitching coach of the Blue Jays, leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So you've got a big league pitcher. Doesn't matter what his name is. And he's, I guess it doesn't matter his age, but he's, let's just say he's a younger, still somewhat unrefined product, but his stuff is inarguable. How do you go about refining him so that he maxes his potential? You know, there are a lot of buzzwords now, Pete, spin rate, velocity.
Yeah.
There's the Rapsodo machine. There's the this, the that, the analytics out the yin-yang, which has probably changed a lot since you first became a pitching coach almost a decade ago. Sorry to make you feel old. Like, so how do you put all of that together to create the best guy the guy can be?
Well, that's kind of what we do, to be honest with you. And, you know, there are the technology that's available we utilize. Our organization's come a long way in that area for sure from when I started to now. We actually have a pitching lab that's in the new complex, which I'm so excited to get down to see. So those are all incredible things, and that's really what we do. Without, you know, being overbearing or confusing the pitcher, there's information we can provide. You know, Matt Bushman does a great job, especially with the player development right now, you know, because he's kind of directing a lot of the minor league stuff as well as helping out the big league pitchers. He does a fantastic job. Our front office, as far as breaking down data and providing it, I think we're in a good place when it comes to those things. So we're not really missing anything. But with that being said, it is very important not to confuse the pitcher and to steer him in a wrong direction or in a direction that he's uncomfortable with or maybe doesn't get good results, because then you kind of lose that trust. So it's a fine line of information that we provide, and it depends on the individual how much they want and how much they need. But obviously, to get the best out of them, to maximize their ability, is what we need to do and what we try to do. You know, a guy like Nate Pearson, a guy like Julian Merriweather, you know, they love the technology, and, you know, we've seen them maximize their stuff because of it. So it's today's game. It's the way of the future. But again, there's always that fine line of simplifying things and trying not to overwhelm young pitchers for sure. And that's kind of my job.
Can a guy significantly increase spin rate? Is that possible?
I don't think it's significantly. I mean, there's always improvements in certain areas. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is to find out where an individual is. You know, the biggest thing is changing grips sometimes, you know, finding the seam. We use some technology, some video cameras that are very you can see everything. You can see the first rotation of the ball. You can see where the fingers are on the baseball. So you can make some adjustments without, you know, with just a slight hand grip and movement on the baseball and increase some spin. But the main thing is it really just provides us with information on guys. So we know what pitches would work best and what pitches would work best off of each other. You know, when you talk about sequences and utilizing different pitches. So that's the main area there where we get that kind of information. It helps us kind of project guys and make sure they're throwing the correct pitches.
I know a lot of guys are already in Dunedin at the Player Development Complex. You said you're excited to see it. We all kind of took a tour when it was, you know, still being constructed. But is there something in that development complex for you, Pete, that you think, you know, really stands out and could be a game changer for your pitchers? Is there like a pitching lab?
Yeah, there is. We've built the pitching lab, which I'm excited to see. That's probably going to be the most fun, to be able to get individual, you know, get a guy in there and take a look at his delivery, break him down mechanically, you know, see if there are any deficiencies that, you know, that show up that maybe we haven't seen with a naked eye for sure. Obviously, we'll have Rapsodo and have different technology as well to check the spin on certain pitches. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The guys are going to love that. So looking forward to utilizing that area. Obviously, the weight room is incredible. It's state of the art. It's probably the best in all of sport. So, and the outside fields are state of the art. It's just from what we've had in the past to where we are now, it's just a total game changer, a new game. The guys that are down in Florida are loving it and they don't want to leave. So that's the kind of facility we built, and it's going to be very attractive to potential players in the future as well coming in. So it's really an exciting time for the Blue Jays.
And that's what I was going to ask you next is, having a complex like that, you know, is that advantageous when you're trying to sign guys?
I would think. I mean, you know, again, I'm not in their shoes, but when we start to get wind of what kind of facility and what kind of direction the organization's going in, obviously that's attractive. So I think players today are very up on the technology, and they love new things, and they love state-of-the-art equipment, and that's exactly what they provided for us down there. So, you know, it's, again, I played here in 02, 03, 05, 06, and I saw the old facility, and there really wasn't much of a change for a long time at that time. So to see where we are now is just so exciting, and I get to give Mark and Ross a lot of credit, obviously, for providing the players with this kind of facility. The coaches obviously love it, and it's for a working environment, there's going to be nothing better.
Pete Walker is the pitching coach of the Blue Jays. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So a couple of quick questions on two of your bigger names. Hyunjin Ryu, the preference to pitch every 6 day versus every 5 days. Is that how you envision the plan with him, or what's the...
Well, I don't know if he prefers every 6 day. I mean, obviously his numbers are a little bit better on those days, as we know. But, you know, you look across baseball, to be honest with you, and there are a lot of guys that are better with an extra day of rest. So I don't want to put too much into that right now. Obviously, it depends on the makeup of our rotation when all is said and done. I love the guys we have. I think there's some ways to maneuver and to shorten games, obviously, especially with the potential bullpen we have. We have some middle guys that could certainly be very advantageous to this rotation. But yeah, I mean, Hyunjin Ryu, I still envision him pitching, you know, every 5th day, and when we can get days to push him back, I'm sure we would. But again, those are all discussions we'll have as we get into spring training. We see that obviously that everybody's 100% and healthy and throwing great. You know, it seems like there's always a hiccup in spring training, just about every organization with somebody, right? So we're just trying to build depth right now. We certainly have some young guys who are chomping at the bit to start in the big leagues. And, you know, it's going to be good competition. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions as far as how we're going to utilize certain guys during the season. And again, it's the main thing is we want to get into spring training. You know, I got 30 plus guys, 30 plus pitchers in camp, and get a chance to watch these guys work and really looking forward to, you know, good, healthy competition and guys hungry to perform at the major league level.
And on Nate Pearson, wasn't healthy for the full 60-game run last year, has one 100-plus inning season in his pro career, yet is Baseball America's number one prospect, and you know Blue Jays fans want to see him out there as much as possible. I would imagine, Pete, there's going to be sort of an internal conflict. Hey, we got to do right by the kid and therefore right by us, but it's also helpful to us to have him out there as often as possible.
No question. Obviously, there's some unknowns there, too. You look at innings, and that's across baseball. What's the impact of last year going to have on this year? You know, you look at the amount of innings that were thrown last year, and that's for everybody. So everybody's going to be down going into the season. Obviously, some guys have more of a track record than others. Some guys have thrown 200 innings, you know, and they go back to 60 innings last year. And, you know, we suspect they'll be fine throwing 200 this year. Again, Major League Baseball still coming up with the numbers when you look at the amount of pitchers we're going to be allowed to have or players on the roster. Extra arms would be fantastic. So maybe this year would be more of a transition into next year in some ways. But a guy like Nate, certainly we'll watch him closely. You know, we'll monitor him as we've done in the past. Last year, you know, obviously when you think about the innings, a little disappointing. But the fact that he finished up strong, he feels great going into this year. He's looking to, you know, be an impactful pitcher, as we all hope he is. But, you know, we also want to have him not put too much pressure on himself either. You know, he's still breaking into the big leagues. There's going to be some tough outings. But certainly with his stuff and his upside, we're really excited to have him out there, looking forward to the season. And we'll get what we can out of him, which is safe and fair to him. So, again, there's no number right now, and it's one of those things we'll monitor as we go. We'll be smart about it, for sure, about thinking about his long-term health and for him, obviously, in our organization. And that's kind of how we'll approach it.
It's January 21st. I mean, we've been down in Dunedin media types as early as Valentine's Day before. When are you heading down?
I'm actually, planning on the 10th of February.
Okay.
Matt Bushman's down there at times right now. We got some of our minor league pitching coaches available. There are a few pitchers that are already down there. Some position players already down there swinging the bat. So we technically start the 17th as physicals. I'll be down there a week or so early, getting my bearings and getting organized for that new facility. And really excited about spring training. I'm hopeful everything is on time and everything works out accordingly, and there are no hiccups, and the season starts on time as well. So I couldn't be, obviously, to get back to playing baseball, everybody's going a little stir crazy at this time of year, especially guys like, Tim Leeper, listening to him earlier. Talk about stir crazy
in the woods.
I think he's somewhere in Alaska.
Yeah.
Staring at deer and
flailing ginger.
Elk. Yeah, so he needs to get back to baseball for sure by the sounds of his voice. I think we're all excited to get back and start playing again. And obviously, we're very hopeful at some point to be in Toronto and miss the city and miss everything about it. So, real excited to get this season going.